Of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Leprosy is a terrible disease. It is now not only treatable, but curable. So it's not as bad as it was before, but it's still pretty bad. In the ancient world, it was a death sentence, both in the short term and in the long term. In the short term, because if you had leprosy, you had to live apart from everyone else. And the reason why is because it was a very contagious disease. And in the long term, it was a death sentence because leprosy would kill you. And so when these 10 lepers approached Jesus and asked to be cured, they were not just being asked to be cured from an illness. They were, in fact, asking to, in a very real sense, be restored to life. Now, the law of Moses made provision for those who would be cured for leprosy. They had to go and show themselves to the priest. The priest would verify the cure. They would make it a sacrifice of thanksgiving to God. And they would be able to live among other people again. They didn't have to wear torn clothes and keep their face muffled and shout, "Unclean, unclean," when they were around anyone. And so when Jesus tells them to go show themselves to the priest, he's saying, "You will be cured. Go show yourselves to the priest." And as they were on their way, they were cured. Now, 9 went on to the priest. You know, they're like, "Great, we're cured. I'm going to show myself to the priest, and I'm going to be restored to my family, and everything's going to be great." But the one Samaritan, he comes back to Jesus and thanks Jesus for the cure. Now, he still has to go to the priest, but he thanks Jesus because Jesus cured him. He gives thanks and praise to God. The others didn't. Why they didn't, I don't know. But it is often common that when we receive blessings from God, we just use them and we don't stop for a moment and thank God for all of the good that he has given us. And we need to do that. And the fact that it was a Samaritan who was considered to be an enemy of God's people who gave thanks to God for his cure even rubs a little bit more salt on the wounds. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.